This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Super grateful that you are spending a little bit of your time with me today to talk about getting out of your own way. A few weeks ago, I posted something on social media, and basically I was sharing some of my own goals and objectives and the things that I want to create for my life, the things that I want to have more of in my life, have less of in my life. And I basically posed the question, what's in your way? Like, why have you not achieved your goals yet? What is holding you back from the life you want to live? And there were a ton of answers, but they had one thing in common, and it was us, you, me. More often than not, it is us, ourselves, that are the reason we don't have what we want in life yet. And yes, sure, some people were like, I don't have enough time. But ultimately, who does that come back to? It comes back to us, because there are changes that we can make to how we use our time, what we do with our time, what we don't do with our time. Sometimes people said money. But even then, who does that come back to? It comes back to you. It comes back to me, each one of us individually, because more so now than ever, no matter who you are, what you do, how much experience or education you have, we all have the ability to generate more money. Now, sometimes that means we become a better steward of our time, or we get creative, or we get off Facebook, or we stop watching TV, but it is possible. So the fact is that more often than not, the reason that you or I don't yet have what we want for our lives, we haven't yet achieved that goal or made the progress we want to make, is ourselves. How we get in our own way. So today what I want to talk about is, how do we get out of our own way? How do we stop doing things the way we've always done them? How do we stop recreating those past patterns and the frustration that comes along with them? Because this is where the magic is, when we can get out of our own way, when we can show up differently instead of continuing to show up the same old way with the same tired stories and excuses and doubts and delays and exceptions. That is when things change. That is where the magic is. It is not in the latest, greatest plan. It is not in the new diet or the blank journal or the start of a new month or the start of a new season or the upcoming wedding or vacation. Nope. Because if we bring the same mindset to those new things, the new diet, the new blank journal, the new vacation coming up, if we bring the same mindset, we'll get the same results. And honestly, we've all done that before, right? I know I have. And we think that the answer is in this recommitment to a new diet or the new gym, whatever it is, but then we show up and still get in our own way again with inconsistency or excuses, fears and doubts and drifting and avoidance and life. That is what we are tackling today. And guys, I am so familiar with this, getting in my own way. I've gotten a lot better, but there are still things that I do day in and day out that are the reason I don't yet have what I want in certain areas of my life. And when I think back to when I was at my heaviest, over 350 pounds, the crazy thing to me, looking back on it, it was crazy then too, but even more so now, I was miserable in my body. And I felt awful about a lot of my food choices. And if you had asked me what I wanted more than anything else in the world, I would have told you, I just want to lose weight. I just don't want to struggle with food anymore. I just want to feel good in my body for once and not awful in my body, not insecure in my body. And yet, I got in my own way. I was the one putting the Mexican food and the ice cream in my mouth. I was the one saying, I don't have the energy to go to the gym. And the same exact thing happened when I wanted to get out of debt. And even though we were making decent money, we were living paycheck to paycheck. And I wanted to change so badly, yet here I was justifying dinners out because, oh, we work so hard, or, oh, we don't feel like cooking, and we won't go out next week. I was in my own way. And I see it every single day in my clients, the desire to change the way you show up so that you're no longer the kind of person who folds to every single temptation. You're no longer the kind of person who makes a decision and then doesn't follow through and doesn't commit. I don't want that for you. But here's what I notice. Sometimes we're more committed to the story of the problem and the story of the past than we are committed to creating a new one. I want to say that again because often we don't even realize that that is at the root of why we get in our own way. Because we are more committed to the problem and everything we've tried and all the ways we've failed than we are to creating a new story, a new outlook, a new focus. And if you had said this to me, in all fairness, if you had said this to me when I was 350 pounds, I would have said, that's crap. No, I'm not. I don't want this old story. I don't want these past patterns. I really believed that. But if you looked at my behavior and you looked at my thoughts and you looked at the way I spoke to others about food or my weight or my unhappiness, I was completely in the problem. I talked about how this has been a struggle since I was a kid and everything I had tried and work stress and emotional eating and just wanting to escape and being in the moment and telling myself I just don't care. All of those things were evidence that I was more committed to the problem than I was to the solution. I was more committed to the story of how things have been than I was to creating a new story. None of my energy or attention was going to what I could do today. Sure, there were big dreams, and I want to lose over 100 pounds, and everything will be so much different. But the majority of my energy, the majority of my emotion, the majority of my attention and my internal dialogue was committed to the problem and the way things had been. So, what we're here for today, to get right into the meat of it, is getting out of our own way. How do we get out of our own way? Number one, we've got to know that we are the biggest part of the problem, and that's not a condemnation. That is not a criticism. That is an incredible opportunity, because for as long as it's you, you can change it. To whatever extent it is you, even if it's 10 or 20 or 30% something else, you can change that 90 or 80 or 70% by getting out of your own way. The first thing we must do to get out of our own way is improve our attitude. And sometimes people think, oh, that's just woo-woo. It doesn't matter if I have a good attitude or a bad attitude. It matters what I do. But here's what that overlooks. Our negative attitude isn't a problem so much because it's negative. It is a problem because it signifies that we are in the problem. And for as long as we are in the problem, we're not in the solution, right? Your negative attitude keeps you in the problem and keeps you from the solution. The reality is that everything looks worse from inside the problem. Everything looks worse from inside the problem. When we are focused on all the things we've tried and all the times we failed and how we don't believe in ourselves and how it's so much work and we want it, but the possibility of getting to a solution and the pathway to the solution looks way harder than it really is, because we're casting this dark cloud over it. Your attitude is not a problem simply because it's negative and we should be positive and sunshiny. No, no, no. It is negative because of what it tells us about where you're at, where your focus is, and that is going to really dictate where your action is. We create more of the problem when our attention is on it. We create more negative outcomes when we have a negative perspective. Everything looks harder, darker, more difficult, less possible from the perspective inside the problem. There is a beautiful and powerful quote that comes from Elizabeth Gilbert, who is a very famous author. She says, "If you find yourself in a rut, don't furnish it." If you find yourself in a rut, don't furnish it. And I have this picture in my mind when I read that, or when I think of that, as here I am in the problem and I'm decorating it. You know, I'm settling in, I'm moving furniture in, and I'm bringing food with me so that I can camp out in the problem. And what that looks like in our minds or in our conversations is, let me explain every aspect of the problem. Let me describe it. Let me justify it. Let me explain to you all the reasons that this problem exists. And let me explain to you how long this problem has been a problem, and all the different things I've tried and all the different ways I've failed and how hard it is and how frustrating it is. Look, if you find yourself in a rut, and we all do, don't furnish it. Don't spend your energy justifying it, substantiating it, moving into it so you can settle in. No, no. That is an attitude problem. One of the things I write about in my book, Chasing Cupcakes, is how if we have a problem that somebody else is responsible for solving, so maybe that is our washing machine broke and we call Maytag to repair it, or our flight was canceled and we go up to the Delta counter to have it rescheduled, we sure as heck don't expect that Maytag rep or that Delta gate agent to furnish the problem and make a case for it. Well, you know, gosh, these things have been happening more and more. It's frustrating, isn't it? Let me tell you about what happened yesterday. The person who called yesterday, oh, you won't believe this. We would be like, don't care. Move along. Can we get you the solution, please? Right? As soon as we identify what the problem is, as soon as we're both on the same page about that, our expectation when we bring in an outsider is that they're going to move right from the problem to the solution. Why do we not hold ourselves to that same standard? What often happens with ourselves, the reason we get in our own way, is because we park at the problem. We camp out there. And then we're not moving into the solution. We're not even looking at the solution. We've got blinders on and we have boxed ourselves into this room that is the problem and how we feel about it. This is why we've got to improve our attitude. Your body is going to go to work creating the picture that your mind has given it. Truly. Your body goes to work creating the picture your mind has given it. And I'll tell you, this is something that I was very, very intentionally connected to when I was preparing to give birth to my daughter. Because everybody wanted to share their horror story. Everybody wanted to share their birth story, whether it was people that I met or people who emailed me or every book or every podcast. And I knew that my body was going to take its direction from my mind. So if my mind was in this place of fear and, oh my gosh, this is going to be awful and this is going to be painful and this is going to be terrible and what has to come out of where, my body would work with the image created by my mind. This is why visualization is such a powerful thing for athletes. Think about athletes that you know of, whether, you know, small town athletes from where you live who maybe play with your kids or who you played with at some point, or professional superstars, right? How many times do they get in a funk because maybe they struck out so many times or because their shooting has been off, and then they create this picture based in fear and their performance suffers because of it? Your body goes to work creating the picture your mind has given to it. This is why so many athletes and so many musicians use visualization. because they create a picture in their mind of how the game is going to go and how they're going to perform and how they're going to feel. And your body goes to work creating the vision that your mind has given to it. When I talk to clients, and this happens every single day, and I notice that the picture they're creating in their mind is of the past and the problem, and let me paint a picture of exactly how frustrating and defeated things are, your body follows suit with that. You are rehearsing that pattern. So when mentally your mindset is in this place of, well, you know, I can do well in the morning, but by the end of the day, I'm tired and I just don't care. Your body goes to work creating that. That is not only descriptive, it is also prescriptive. You are prescribing that pattern of behavior. You are rehearsing that outcome. You're not just telling me how things have been. You are deciding that is how they will continue to be. Your body goes to work creating the picture your mind has given it. So one of the most important things that we can do, one of the most powerful things we must do to get out of our own way, is to create in our mind the picture that we want our body to create. And this can be as simple as when you're driving home from work, you are visualizing how you want your afternoon to go, your evening to go. This could be laying in bed at night, and when you can't yet fall asleep, you are visualizing the choices you're going to make tomorrow and how you feel as you make them. Most people do this. They just do it in a way that doesn't serve them. They think, oh gosh, we're going out with friends this weekend, and every time I go out with friends, I end up eating more than I want to, or spending more than I want to, or drinking more than I want to. And guess what? That is also visualization, but your body goes to work creating that picture in your mind that is the thing you don't want. Improving your attitude also means letting go of the drama. Seriously. Reality check for everybody. Things are going to go wrong. Over the course of your life, heck, over the course of this week, you will make choices that in hindsight, you wish you could do differently. That's fine. No drama is necessary. Don't blow it up and make it bigger by staying there and repeating it mentally over and over and over again. Welcome to the human experience. Things don't go according to plan. How dramatic do you want to be about it? For me, I say not dramatic at all. I just want to get right to my next best decision. But we get in our own way when we stay there and we perseverate. Oh my gosh, what is wrong with me? I did that thing again. All of which, again, is mental rehearsal. We get in our way when we choose to park at the problem, to linger there, to furnish the rut, to connect with the pain instead of connecting with our potential, to energize the problem instead of acting on the solution. Another big part of the attitude thing is belief. More often than not, people get in their own way because they're committed to doubting themselves. They are more committed to doubting themselves and to making a case for all the reasons they doubt themselves than they are committed to, what small thing can I do today to build trust in me? Right? Or they're committed to past patterns, and they are more committed to past patterns, and they want to spend more time and energy talking about the past patterns than they do saying, what can I do differently today to begin to establish a new pattern, right? People get in their own way when they're more committed to what they can't do or what they didn't do or what they don't want to do than they are committed to the simple thing that they can do. You choose. You are the thinker. You are not the thought. You determine where you allow your attention to rest. So this attitude and belief part is number one, and it's most important. And number two is action. I cannot tell you how many people are more invested in planning and in the problem than they are in the simplest action step that they could take today, right? There is a really big difference between focusing on the short-term solution, what am I able and willing to do today to make progress? There's a huge difference between that and planning this big long-term solution that then you begin to poke holes in. But oh, what about next weekend when I'm at that party? And what about when I'm at that family event or when we have to go out to lunch at work? Screw the long-term solution. That is not the action possibility, the action potential for us. The action potential is in the short-term solution. What is my next best choice? What is one thing I am able and willing to do today to move towards my goals? And sometimes it's not even that people are planning for the long-term solution. They are thinking backwards, going over again and again and again the long-term problem, the history of the problem. We get out of our own way when we change our paradigm from the long-term solution or the past long-term problem, and we instead redirect again and again and again to today, the action we can take today. Remaining action-oriented, looking for small wins, simplifying the idea of achievement and not making it be about these big outcomes, but instead choosing for it to be about small steps that you can and you will make and take today. The other part of action is constant adjustment and paying attention, right? Making sure that you're staying engaged, that you're in the game and not just in the stands, watching, planning, strategizing, Monday morning quarterbacking. Constant adjustment is, am I drifting or am I engaged? Constant adjustment is coming back when you recognize you're in the problem, or you recognize you're creating drama, or you recognize that you furnished the rut, and saying, what action step can I come back to right now? What is my next best choice? Recognizing your drifting, recognizing avoidance. It doesn't mean eliminating those things. We're all going to have moments of drama. We're all going to have moments of drifting. We're all going to have moments of avoidance. Again, we don't need to fuel that with what in the world is wrong with me. Hello, drama free, please. Welcome to the human experience. What next? What simple action can I take next? Catching yourself when you're complaining and saying, I'm choosing in this moment to practice being a person who values simple, immediate action. Coming back again and again to checking your attitude and checking your action. Getting out of your own way, fortunately, though it seems big and scary and complex, it's very straightforward. It's very simple. Attitude and action. How can I stay in my power instead of stepping away from it and going into the past and becoming a historian of the problem? Staying in the power of what can I do today? The power of what do I want? The power of there's something I am able and willing to do today. And I'll give you an example of what this looks like for me today. My attitude today is I create my results. I don't have to love where I am today. I don't have to be sure of what exactly it's going to take for me to create the results that I want. But I remove the drama and I improve my attitude with very simply the mindset of I create my results. And then the action piece just for today, for me personally, I can avoid processed food and treats. So what does that look like today? What is my next best choice? For me, my next best choice is a smoothie. And I'm going to put cashew milk in it, and I'm going to put frozen cauliflower rice in it, and I'm going to put some raspberries, some vanilla protein, some probiotics. Done. Okay. I don't have to worry about what I'm going to do when I'm out with friends this weekend. I don't have to worry about what I'm going to do when I'm traveling in a few weeks. No. Just what I can do today. Just what I'm going to do today. And my attitude is drama-free. I create my results. And maybe for you, it's not about food, right? Maybe you can go for a walk today or you can meditate today. But what we have to come back to is attitude and action. Recognizing when we're in the problem. One of the things that I work with my clients on a lot is the awareness, because so many times people don't realize just how frequently they return to the past or they return to the problem. And we've got to break that pattern if we want to get different results. If we want to really get out of our own way, we've got to know when we're in the way. And with that awareness, we can choose a new attitude, and we can choose simple action. Attitude and action, belief and adjustment, ditching the drama and giving more of yourself to today's version of the solution than you do to yesterday's version of the problem. Make it a great day. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks so much for listening to the Primal Potential Podcast, where our goal is not to help you learn. Our goal is to help you change. This is a year of action. Take something you learned from this episode and put it into action in your life today. To learn more about working more closely with me and the Primal Potential team, please visit primalpotential.com/transform.